Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are clear tonight, offering a pleasant evening for those venturing out. In Haifa, a light breeze cools the air, making for a comfortable night. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu rejects Trump's 15-point Gaza plan, asserting Israel's firm stance against the Board of Peace's deal agreed upon by Hamas. Also, according to Israel Hayom, Israel admits for the first time that it will confront the Trump administration over Gaza. Political sources acknowledge a dispute between Jerusalem and Washington over the withdrawal plan. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post states that the IDF will demolish the home of the terrorist responsible for the death of 18-year-old Yehuda Sherman in a March West Bank attack. Separately, Maariv reports that Trump prefers economic pressure on Iran, opting to lower tensions instead of engaging in new conflict. And finally, I-24 News highlights that Israel rejects the 15-point Board of Peace plan, standing firm on its decision not to withdraw from Gaza until Hamas is disarmed. From X, the latest. Ahmed Fuad Al-Khatib, a political commentator, posted just minutes ago that Netanyahu's rejection of Trump's plan seems more like public relations for Israeli voters than a true shift in policy. Emily Schrader, an Israeli activist, expressed skepticism earlier today, suggesting the White House should rethink declaring victory when it appears to be a form of surrender. Ihab Hassan, a Palestinian analyst, stated recently that Netanyahu's new conditions on the Gaza plan are tied to his election strategy, hinting that Palestinians are caught in the middle. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, Netanyahu's firm rejection of the Trump administration's 15-point plan comes amid heightened tensions. The prime minister insists that Israel will not retreat from any part of Gaza until Hamas is fully disarmed. This stance highlights the deepening rift between Israel and the United States on the issue, affecting diplomatic relations. Turning to Israel Hayom's coverage, political sources reveal that this is the first time Israel has publicly acknowledged its readiness to confront Washington over Gaza's future. This admission underscores the growing diplomatic tension between the two allies, potentially impacting future negotiations. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reports on the IDF's decision to demolish the home of Duas Hassan, who killed Yehuda Sherman. This act of demolition is part of Israel's broader strategy to deter future attacks and is likely to inflame tensions in the West Bank region. In earlier reporting from Maariv, Trump's current strategy with Iran focuses on economic measures rather than military action. This approach aims to keep diplomatic channels open while managing regional stability. Finally, according to I-24 News, Israel's rejection of the Board of Peace's plan underscores its commitment to maintaining security in Gaza. This decision could influence future peace initiatives and the broader dynamics in the region. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports a brief glitch on Amazon's platform offered unlimited free shipping to Israel for Prime members. Israeli consumers seized the opportunity to purchase a variety of goods from the U.S. Separately, Katech shares the news of Talkspace co-founder Oren Frank's passing at 60 after a battle with cancer. Frank was a pioneer in the online mental health industry, leaving a lasting impact. And finally, Maariv Business explores why consumers are drawn to products without knowing their contents. This strategy fuels curiosity and social media engagement, benefiting large companies. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.